KSL's top story this hour, two people are dead, and the search will resume today for a missing child along the Provo River near Bridal Veil Falls.
None of these folks had life jackets on.
Tragedy along the Provo River. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has more on the search plan for today. Mary?
Amanda, some teams have continued to search through the night, but overall, search and rescue crews are gearing back up to continue searching at 7 a.m. this morning for 4-year-old London de Dios. Officials are working to slow the flow along the Provo River to help the search effort. They'll try to reduce the flow from Deer Creek Reservoir to lower the water level in the river. It's been running high this spring to remove the snowmelt. Timonogas Park expected to be closed again to the public, and the Utah County Sheriff's Office does not want any drones operating in the canyon during this search. Tragedy along the Provo River. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour has more on what happened yesterday. Peter?
Mary, two of the four adults who jumped into the Provo River after that 4-year-old girl who fell inside drowned. One was 34-year-old Brenda De Dios of West Jordan, the girl's mother. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon says that 4-year-old girl, London, got away quickly.
It takes 2 seconds, literally, for a child to jump away from a parent and stumble and fall into the water or just think that it's a fun place to play.
Cannon says no one was wearing life jackets at Bridal Veil Falls, and the Provo River is running dangerously high right now. 30-year-old Sean Thane of Sandy also drowned. Two other adults who jumped into the river survived. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.